Introduction: The Simple Stick. Apple's package design team had just returned from their presentation to Steve Jobs, and their faces told the story. There were no visible signs of carnage. They just had that things didn't go exactly as we planned look. I felt bad for them because I knew they'd been pouring their hearts into a project for several weeks, trying to solve a thorny packaging issue. I was working on an unrelated project in the building and had been invited into their high-security, hermetically sealed chamber at several points to join the brainstorming. While the team was decompressing after their Steve meeting, I crossed paths with the project leader in the creative group's kitchen. "The suspense is killing me," I said. "How did it go this morning?" "Well," he said, "Steve hit us with the simple stick." Translation? Steve had rejected their work. Not because it was bad, because in some way it failed to distill the idea to its essence. It took a turn when it should have traveled a straight line. In this case, it hadn't even been the creative effort that bothered Steve. It was the project itself. The person leading the project had directed the team to create packaging for two versions of the same product. Steve had decided this was brain dead. "Just combine them," he said. "One product, one box." There was no need to explore the idea of a second package. He was right. It was simpler, quicker, better. The conversation was over in minutes, and it left one very smart and talented group of people wondering why they hadn't thought of that before. The simple stick symbolizes a core value within Apple. Sometimes it's held up as inspiration. Other times, it's wielded like a caveman's club. In all cases, it's a reminder of what sets Apple apart from the other technology companies and what makes Apple stand out in a complicated world. A deep, almost religious belief in the power of simplicity. As those who have worked with Apple will attest, the simpler way isn't always the easiest. Often it requires more time, more money, and more energy. It might require you to step on a few toes, but more times than not, it will lead to measurably better results. Simplicity has been a driving force at Apple since the earliest days of the two Steves, Jobs and Wozniak. It inspired them to create a computer that could actually help a human being accomplish something wonderful, as opposed to just processing data in the dark basement of some faceless corporation. And of course, simplicity was the guiding light for Macintosh, which introduced the biggest leap in the history of computers, a graphical interface controlled by a mouse. Now, don't get all technical with me about who really invented this. Macintosh was the first computer to popularize it. When Steve Jobs took the stage to announce Macintosh in 1984, he used words that would resonate for decades to come. He called it insanely great. It was the kind of insanity that caused people to line up around the block to get a closer look at this technology milestone. When Steve returned to Apple after 11 years in exile, so did the insanity, and the line started forming once again. First, he reignited computers, iMac. Then he revolutionized music, iPod and iTunes, then smartphones, iPhone, and most recently, computers all over again, iPad. Every one of Apple's revolutions was born of the company's devotion to simplicity. Each new device either created a new category or turned an existing category on its head, all because, as an old iMac ad put it, the technology was simply amazing and amazingly simple. Having played a lead role in the marketing of Intel, Dell, and IBM, as well as Apple, I can assure you that Apple's focus on simplicity is unique. It goes beyond enthusiasm, beyond passion, all the way to obsession. While Apple's love of simplicity started in the mind of Steve Jobs, it's now burned deep into the company's DNA, serving as a guide for legions of employees around the world. It pays off in the satisfaction that comes with sparking revolution after revolution. It also pays off in a more traditional way, with massive piles of cash. To appreciate that, you need only look at the size of Apple's profits versus those of any one competitor. Better yet, look at the size of Apple's profits versus those of all of its competitors combined. In the third quarter of 2011, Apple's 4% of the smartphone market accounted for over half of the entire industry's profits. In PCs, Apple's small market share, about 5% worldwide, also rakes in a greatly disproportionate percentage of the total industry's profits,